Our service this morning is it's a tribute and it is a prayer. It is not passive, but it is active and it's engaged. We're through our music as the singers and the musicians are singing and playing, and as we are receiving this, we are engaged where together we're lifting our hearts and we are lifting our collective love and our support to anyone and to everyone in the world who is suffering. Anyone and everyone in the world who is in need of love and guidance and support. And how about even some joy, if that's not asking too much. And we say this, and we pray this, and we are engaged this way, and we offer this together because we know that through our prayers, and that our spirituality, our faith, our love, what we can offer through all these things is our connection with God. And this is something that we can actively engage and give. And that it's not based on the amount of words that we string together eloquently in compelling paragraphs and imagery, but our offerings to others and our prayers, especially this morning, are measured by our hearts and our personal engagement. And I know that this morning, all of our hearts are very well versed and continue to break and are besieged with every bit of news that we get whose spotlight is on Russia and Ukraine. And obviously, if that's true for us, which it is, then we just imagine for a moment, which I know that we all have, what it's like being the people of Ukraine, where one day you're walking around in your modern, sophisticated city, or suburbs, or countryside, and everything is fine. And the next day, the tanks start rolling in and shooting begins. And your streets and your homes start getting riddled with bullets and bombs start dropping. And troops start moving through your town. And as far as the troops go, I believe that actually most of the troops, I would bet that they don't want to be there either. But they're forced to do some unthinkable things. And so it's all a terrible mess, God. And that's why so often, through our faith and in our spiritual history, in the midst of things like this that has happened so many times through the millennia, that sometimes there can be a prophetic voice and message that rings out and that calls out for peace and for ends to violence and war. And these are all things that we know about. These are all things about which we all agree, every one of us here, how wrong that is, how bad that is, how devastating that is. And then there's another part of our faith that acts in a bit of a different way in these times, where instead of talking to ourselves about these things that we already know and agree upon, believes and takes direct action through prayer for those who are suffering. And when we engage in prayer, we're taking action. And we can do that through words, and we can also do that through song. And so this morning, in our words and in our songs shared by our wonderful senior choir and shared by Darwin and Elaine and our wonderful section leaders and soloists, what we're doing is we take this time to offer some beautiful and some very powerful and some very direct prayers for God's love and support and strength for all those who are in need. And we offer this prayer and this vision through song of how we can work together, how we can be together and live together, ideally, according to God's vision of one human family. one family under God, indivisible. And so now, our scripture first, and then our living prayer and our direct offering. The scripture, which has echoes of some of the scripture that we shared in our call to worship, because these words are shared over and over again, especially in the Old Testament. They say, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let's come into God's presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to God with songs of praise." And so now, our living prayer of peace, joy, and love for you and for all in need who would welcome it.